Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so glad to be here with you. Today is a beautiful day here in DC. It is 63 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Our high is going to be 67. So we're into that fall winter time, you guys. This is what I always say, when you say, I can't wait for the weather to change, and you say, I like fall better, you got to be careful which one you ask for because it's cold. Okay. I personally like the fall that is closer to summer. That's what I like, the 70 degree weather and all of that. That's why I love California so much. They have like the best weather. But I love you guys in DC and everywhere else. I just love California weather because it's always faithfully mild, and I like that a lot. But anyway, Detroit, where my hometown is from, you know that cold is brutal for me. You are 62 degrees, however, and sunny. Your high is going to be 65 degrees today. Richmond, Virginia, you are 64 degrees, cloudy, and your high is going to be 71. We got London at 60 degrees today. You're waking up to 59, and tomorrow you got 63 degrees and cloudy. Atlanta, you are 66 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 77 degrees. Let's see. I talked about it, LA. Let's see what they got going on. 63 degrees, cloudy right now. But guess what? You got mid weather coming so faithfully. You are so faithfully consistent, California. 74 degrees and sunny. You got sunshine all week long and all the way up till next Friday. Mild weathers. I just love it. Anyway, Miami, you are 82 degrees right now. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon around 3 p.m. and your high is going to be 85 degrees. So enjoy that because you got thunderstorms coming for the next 3 days. So expect that. Kenya, you are showery right now and got some thunderstorms coming around 4 p.m. your time. Let's see, you're going to wake up to 73 degrees. Your high today is 76. And tomorrow and all week until next week, you have thunderstorms expected every single day. So be prepared for that. 55 degrees right now in Hawaii. You're under nice clear skies right now. You're going to wake up to 59 degrees. Your high tomorrow is 71, but you got some showers coming through. Australia, you are 45 degrees right now. You're waking up to 42 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be your high of 71, and you're sunny, but you got clear skies. Twinkle, twinkle, all the stars shining above you. Puerto Rico, hey, Puerto Rico, you're 79 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 80 degrees. You're waking up to 64, and you're going to do it all over again tomorrow. 80 degrees is going to be your high. All right, you guys, we got a fabulous show today. I'm super excited about it. We're going to be talking about everything that we could talk about. That's one thing. Let's get started with that. We're going to be talking about the Breathe Conference. Who is hosting that is Giovanna. She's going to be her guest today. One of her panelist is going to be with us today, and I'm super excited about that. She's going to be joining us today, and we're going to be talking about the Breathe Conference in Greensville, South Carolina. Trishia is going to be joining us. Deborah, she's joining us today, and we're going to be talking about the fabulous Breathe concert. I know I said that because I want you to inhale, take a nice breath, get ready for the rest of the show because we're going to be talking about that and what we're expecting to happen at that conference because it's November the 9th. And you got to tune in to hear more about it because you want to be there, get your tickets. All right. And then we got my girl, comedian Gina G. She's going to be joining me with Trending T and what she's saying. Also, we have financial consultant Jeffrey Hill is going to be giving us Financial Five. So we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment after a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. Okay. So, I've been reading out of the book, The Keys Against the Enemy, and I'm choosing to read as I'm led in day 25. Climb your mountain. Yes, I've had many, and I have one now. So, this is going to be not just good for you, but it's going to be good for me. This is the Keys Against the Enemy daily devotional. It's a 90-day devotional that is going to help you with your prayer life and just know what's on the heart of God and how we should pray for our country, for single parents, for divorce, for marriages, for our children, et cetera, et cetera. There's something in here for you. Again, I love the fact that everyone has put their hands on this book. It's a devotional, but I've been told by many that they couldn't put it down and they just read right through it. So it's an easy read and it's at anywhere fine books are sold. So you can get it anywhere. All right, but let's go ahead with Climb Your Mountain. This is day 25. As I was sitting back wondering and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me in the way I should go and writing the daily word for the day, this question came to my spirit. Is there anything too hard for God? The Bible tells us, no, there is nothing too hard for God. Can we say this as we are faced with challenges? I have had a few in my time with serving the Lord. It would seem at times the challenges get harder and harder. As soon as I make it through one victoriously, here comes another. In prayer one morning, as I go before the Lord every morning, daily, before I even leave the house, I sought him for my daily portion of strength and direction. He spoke to me and said, every obstacle you overcome takes you to the next step, which with this in mind, that takes us higher. I'm sorry. With this in mind, I realized something. I realized these challenges are like steps to take us higher and higher in him. We actually are climbing the mountain. I think about how Moses had to climb the mountain to get to God. Do we really know how hard it is to climb a real mountain? I am sure Moses faced challenges one on the way to the top, possibly bad weather conditions, maybe some kind of mountain animal. My imagination goes, you guys. God allows our way to be challenging to strengthen us. To be challenging, God allows our way to be challenging to strengthen us. A victorious life requires discipline and hard work. As the saying goes, no pain, no gain. Even though we go through some rough places, to get closer to our Father, he is very faithful in keeping us from falling. For this, we should be forever grateful. I thank God today for the strength and the endurance he has given me. I can honestly say I feel like a champion. I am a winner, and so are you. Keep pushing up. Don't fall back to the devil, and you will receive your reward. A reward like no other, more of him. No God is able to carry you through. Believe God can do all things, and there is nothing too hard for him. He can bring you through anything if you let him. Allow him to show you the way up your mountain. Allow him to give you the strategy to make it over. Remember, you are a winner. And not only are you a winner, you are an overcomer. And I love this because, some people say, well, how do you, I thought you could just be close to God because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I just believe that when you're climbing the mountain, you're stripping more of yourself away and you are becoming more like the Father. You are getting to know him more. Every step you take, every hurdle you overcome, you get to know who you are, but mostly who he is, because we cannot do anything without him. And it's very challenging. I know I go through challenges all the time. I can name 10 challenges. I think I tried to tell a friend yesterday all of the challenges I have. But guess what? Even when I look at the challenges, I see God. I see him in everything. I see him providing. I see him making a way out of no way. I see him with favor with other, with connections and people. I see him doing things. I see him in it. And so whenever I go through these situations where I'm like, well, this is hard and that's hard. And I go through these rants within or, crying it through or talking to my father about it. I realize, and he shows me every time, but I was there. I was there with you. I was there with you in that fire. God, I was there. And it just brings such a joy to my heart because he is so faithful, you guys, because, even when I'm talking about it now, it just, it doesn't bring me to condemnation. It doesn't bring shame to me. It doesn't make me feel bad. It just shuts me up. It silenced the lies of the enemy. It stops him from taking me out of the realm that God has me in because God is with me. And anytime that I'm going through that and he shows him his face and I can see him in the midst of all of that, I mean, I see him bolder and glorious and majestic than any problems or any issues or any rants or anything that I could be facing today. Because what the devil does is tend to pile things up. You know, it'll be one thing and then it'll just remind you of all the other stuff. And it's just so crazy, but that's just what he does. And so I am just so thankful that God is so faithful to, you know, to combat that with his truth. And the fact is that he is with us. So I just wanted to just say, you guys be blessed by that and know that God is there. Go through your process, go over that mountain, take it step by step. Don't look up ahead, don't look behind, because it's all, you know, you already went through what you went through behind you. So you don't need to remind yourself about that. If you're here now and you hear this, what I'm saying, then you have overcome that from your past. You have overcome yesterday, and today is a new opportunity. And don't look too far ahead because the unknown could be frightening. And God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Stay in your now. Be grateful for where you are, that step you're in right now. Embrace that, learn from that, get stronger in that, see your father in that, and the next day take your next step, and the next day take your next step, or how many ever steps he's ordained for you to take. But all I'm saying is do not look too far ahead. Stay right there with the Father because he's right there with you. All right, this has been Ministerial Moments. We're gonna take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and my girl, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Two Ginas, watch out, world.
Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness with...
Ann Nesby.
And you're listening to... Dr. Gina's
Dr.
radio
Gina's
chat.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's good, I think. Let's try that one.
All right, you're trying again now.
Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness with...
Ann Nesby.
And you're listening to...
Dr.
Live
Gina's...
Chat.
Radio.
My bad. Dr. Gina's radio. Oh, my God. Dr. Gina's radio.
Here we go. We
okay,
got it
right.
This time,
though. This will be the one. Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness, and we are with...
Ann Nesby.
And you are listening to Dr. Gina's
radio chat.
I'm just going to say, on one, Dr. Gina's radio chat, on one now.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Radio chat.
Just say it together?
Sure. Or
yeah.
A part.
I do like one, two, three, Dr. Gina's radio, just to get a rhythm to it. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready? And one, two, three.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Maybe if you sang it.
Anne is a singer extraordinaire, and I am not.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Oh my God. I think that Doug had more fun with them doing that than anybody else.
Wow. That was
Ann Nesby, and that is so classic and so historic. I'm so thankful. You know, her and Gary Hines, that's from The Sounds of Blackness. That is so special, right?
Yes, it is. They better know it.
All right. Well, we got Trashea DeBoer on. I'm hoping that I'm saying her name right. Lord, help me. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sister.
Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys feeling?
I'm fantastic. Please, please help us, sister. Introduce yourself to everyone.
My name is Trashea DeBoer. You were close, though.
Trashea DeBoer. Okay. Trashea DeBoer. Anyway, it's such a pleasure to meet you and so glad that I now can pronounce it properly. Thank you so much for being on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and comedian Gina G.
Absolutely. Great to be on here, for sure.
Well, listen, tell everybody a little bit about yourself first. I know we're going to be talking about the Breathe Conference, but I have to know, you know, they have to know more about you. What is it exactly that you're doing and your specialty, why you were chosen to be on the Breathe Conference?
Well, back in March, I started writing my book. Didn't know I was supposed to write a book, but felt it at this conference that I went to. It was Kimberly Morgan's conference, and from that point, about July, I got a life coach, and within 4 months from that life coach, I finished my book called Spirit Led. So I've just been on this journey with God, sharing what the Lord has been putting on my heart, and just last weekend, I did a retreat called What's Your Destiny? And it was my first retreat at a vineyard in a barn, and it was really amazing how God just showed up and showed out, basically.
Oh, I love intimate settings like that. I love that nature, and I mean, it just sounds fabulous. It sounds like the weather was beautiful. It sounds like he, you know, literally was he was in the midst. It just sounds like it. It just sounds like that, and it just sounds so refreshing to me. I love events like that. So I'm guessing that your first event conference was a success because, of course, when he's there, it can't be anything but a success, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
What was one of the most memorable, you know, takeaways from that event for you?
Honestly, and I was actually talking to my friend about this today, it was unexpected. I knew God was going to move in hearts, but I didn't know I was going to hear the stories about it.
Wow.
I had a friend who called me and her daughter. She's 61, and her daughter, who's in France, said, "You have to go to Trisha's conference. I'm just feeling like you have to go." And so she messaged me. This is literally like Friday, and the conference was Saturday. And she said, "I have to go." She called me, and she said, "My daughter told me I need to go. I feel like I need to go. I'm being drawn." And I said, "That's awesome. That's amazing. Yes, come, and I can't wait to see you." And we hadn't connected for about 10 years. And then her being there and her saying afterwards that she's full and thanking me throughout was just beautiful. It wasn't my doing. I didn't do anything. I got the place and I said, "God, you come and you do as you please. And Holy Spirit, you have reign over this entire day." And he did. And there's so many things like that that occurred. But that's just one of them. That was very, very amazing to me.
That is awesome. I love that. So we can expect more from you. I'm sure that God is going to tell you another conference date and all of that. So we have more to look from you. And of course, you're welcome to come on to talk about it because I just love gatherings. Yeah, I love the gatherings. Yeah. I think it's just so great, especially when everyone has an expectation, everybody's hungry, and we're just pulling on him, you know, like, "Dad, come." You know, I just think it's so amazing. Yeah. So that's so great. And what was the conference about? Like, what was the message of the conference? The meat of it all.
It was about, sure. It was about finding your destiny. And I said in the last post that I posted on Facebook, come to the barn and meet Jesus.
I love that.
I want Jesus to just speak to you. We all have a destiny. We all have passions. And sometimes we don't know what to do with it or why we have them, but they're God-given. And I can't answer that question for you, but I knew God would. And in many cases, he did. In many cases, I think he's still working in their hearts. And something unexpected also, I had teenagers and like 20-year-olds share their testimony. And that was neat to have them have a platform for the first time, and it encouraged them that they have a voice. They need to speak it out.
I love it. I'm excited about it. Well, you know that we are going to be panelists on the Breathe Conference.
Yes.
You know, so and this exciting. Is very exciting. Yes, this is very, very exciting. We're looking forward to that. This is hosted by Giovanna Burgess Gethers.
Yes.
And so we're one of the panelists. And so the Breathe Conference, I was telling everybody, is a must go get a ticket. Like, get your ticket. Yes. It's a full day of excitement. Avatar is going to be ministering, so that's going to be exciting. Tell us what you're looking for, you know, at the Breathe Conference.
I am so excited to connect with more women, because the first conference I went to in March, it spearheaded everything. It catapulted me to do this retreat for teenagers and young adults. And Giovanna is actually one of my speakers, one of the first ones at my conference this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And she just has so much wisdom. She's so wise. She's so compassionate. And I'm really excited to even hear more from her and to also connect with all of the sisters that have been in her life that she's displaying and sharing. And they're all sharing their stories. I'm really excited for that sisterhood.
Oh, wow. This is so good. Well, yeah, this is going to be good, because the Avatar Gray, she is the wife of John Gray. And so, yeah, this is going to be good. She's one of the lead key speakers. And then we have the panelists. And I agree with you. I'm looking for God to really move. I'm looking for just people to be refreshed. I'm looking for just a pleasant and a aha moment. Like, you know what I mean? I just believe God to just give some people direction and just encouragement and some, you know, strides to just go. You know what I mean? And just be and do everything that they were created to be and do and say. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So you guys got to get your ticket. This is, again, it's November the 8th. I think there's some stuff going on. It's VIP. You have to go and check it out. It's the Breathe Conference. And again, it's Giovanna Burgess Gethers. You can go on her Facebook page. You can go and look at it. Go on my website. I mean, my page, and look at it and get all the information and check it out. So you can go and be there in Greensville, South Carolina. Again, this is going to be November the 8th, and it's going to be through the 9th. And I'm looking forward to it. I am.
Me?
I am.
I'm super ecstatic.
Yeah, this is going to be really, really, really good. So we definitely want to make sure it's Saturday. Okay, so the main event is Saturday, November the 9th, and you can register on Eventbrite, and you can go on the breatheconference.com. That's the correct info. But also you can go on everybody's Facebook page too. Saturday, November the 9th is the main event from 9 to 5. Register on Eventbrite, thebreatheconference.com. All right, this is in Greenville, South Carolina at the Convention Center. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Tell everybody how they can follow you and purchase your book.
You can follow me at twiggygrace.com. And that's also my tag for Instagram, Twiggy Grace.
All right.
And it's coming out. It's not here yet. We're working on it.
I love the fact that you were able to join us. I hope you got everything out there. So you got to follow her, you guys, so you can keep up with the next conference that's going to be. You think it's going to be in the barn again?
I believe so, because I love that intimate setting. You're welcome to come also.
Yes, I love it. It just sounds so great. All right, thank you so much. And I look forward
thank
to meeting you,
so
you face-to-face
me.
In November.
Yes, absolutely. Can't wait to hug your neck.
All right, thank you so much. All right, you guys, we're talking about the Breathe Conference, so you just got to be there. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Gina G with the Trending Tea. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Say your name and then say you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you ready? Starting right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boys, Tre'Krae and Adrian of LAFCO, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Man, you did that right the very first time. I'm impressed. You want to do it again? Go ahead now.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boys, LAFCO, Tre'Krae and Adrian, and you are listening to the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
One more time, just for the sake of doing it again, starting now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boys, LAFCO, Tre'Krae, and Adrian, and you know what it is. It's Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. What's going on?
Well, what is going on, beautiful people? Good morning, sister.
Good morning.
Oh, there is tea that needs to be spilled, of course, and you know I got it. First of all, we're going to make sure that we give a big shout out to all the winners at the BET Hip Hop Awards that aired yesterday live. There's a BET Hip Hop Awards, and of course there's a BET Award. I know it sounds, I know everybody's wondering what is that, but there's two different award ceremonies. But last night is for the hip hop lovers, and we definitely want to give a big shout out to, of course, Little Kim. She won the I Am Hip Hop Legend Award. I am so happy that she won this award because Little Kim has been looked over so many years ever since we got Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and all these other rappers. And, you know, I'm happy that they finally gave her the recognition that she deserved because she started it all. So, you know, even though we got a couple boobs out and a couple little raunchy songs, there is a beginner of that. And she is the beginner of that. And I'm so glad that they finally gave her the recognition. It's kind of like Little Richard. You know, Little Richard been waiting on his recognition for years. Now, I don't know if he's going to get it. But anytime you hear Little Richard or anything, you know, he talk about how he ain't getting no respect. He ain't getting his love. But they finally gave it to Little Kim. And in her speech, I really liked her speech. Really quick, I just want to give you guys a quick little glimpse. She was just talking about how she always wanted a BET award, how she used to tell her godmother, like, why they won't give me one? Why they won't give me one? She's got other awards, but never a BET award. And if you are a black person in the music industry, in hip hop, you want a BET award, it's because it's acknowledgement from your own. And so her godmother used to tell her, you know, those are regular awards. You're not a regular girl. You know what I mean? You can't get a regular award. And for her to get that, her very first BET award, to be the legendary I Am Hip Hop Award, she basically said, you know, don't ever let anyone, you know, defer you of what's yours, that yours will come in due time in Jesus' name. And I was just so excited about that because I like that was the end of her speech, you know, giving it all to God. So I got to just give a shout out to Lil' Kim. Sorry it took too long for her, but it's just been a long time coming, honey. Meg Thee Stallion, she won Best Mixtape. DaBaby won Best New Artist. Now, although I don't know who these people are either, I know you listening, like, who? I don't know them either, people, but they are making moves in the music industry. So I just wanted to just acknowledge them. Stephen Reed is the
Who did you say, Gene? I'm sorry. Who was that?
It's okay. Megan Thee Stallion. She won Best Mixtape, which I don't know if y'all know Meg Thee Stallion, but please look her up. She is a beautiful young lady. I would love to see her with all her clothes on, but she's beautiful either way. And then DaBaby. Now they got there's a DaBaby. I apologize. It's live radio. Because y'all know how it is. I just want to pray for whoever that is. Hopefully they are not harmed.
Okay.
And the fire truck
yes.
is just driving crazy just because they can. All right. and now I'm hoping everybody's okay. Now there's a DaBaby and then there's a Lil Baby. So it's two different babies out here. Right. And I believe me, I'm trying to keep up, Dr. Gina. So DaBaby is the one that won Best New Artist last night on the BET Awards. So we just, you know, hey, it's Black excellence. We got to give it up. Even if it's DaBaby, Lil Baby, who's baby? Somebody baby won last night because he brought his mama on stage. So somebody baby won last night. But it's a serious business. Stephen Reed is the first Black mayor elected in Montgomery, Alabama. Can you believe it? 2019, there is a Black mayor in Montgomery, Alabama. Listen to where that's at, y'all. Montgomery, Alabama. Now, you know Alabama. You probably might still find a couple of trees that had a couple of our folks on it in there. But let me tell you something right now. They got a Black mayor. So I'm so excited for that. I really, 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 really am. Little Kim, not only did she win her award, but she was also attacked last week in New York. You know, they do the protest for the Furs murder, and you know, they don't want you to wear the animals. And, you know, Tiffany Haddish made a statement that she's going to continue to wear fur until they stop shooting young Black innocent kids. So she made her statement, Tiffany Haddish made her statement, and Little Kim, as she was walking to her car, was attacked by a protester. And I'm telling y'all right now, Lil' Kim from Best Side, she's from Brooklyn, and she went ham on that protester. So if you guys take a moment today, you can go on The Shade Room and look at that and watch that video, because it's quite disturbing to know that although you guys are protesting for a good cause, you got to be careful about people's personal space. You know, they like to throw paint on you and, you know, do all kind of stuff. So protesters, y'all got to learn from Dr. Martin Luther King to be peaceful now. Don't be out here, you know, trying to beat up folks for wearing fur. Because I'm telling you right now, if I had the money to get a chinchilla, I would. I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? Oprah Winfrey, she donates $13 million to Morehouse College. We already know Oprah Winfrey is just... I think if God was a woman and he came down in human form, I kind of think it'd be Oprah. I don't know how you feel about it, but I really think that he would be Oprah, because Oprah Winfrey has just been amazing through the world, not only for America, but also just going to Africa and other countries to make sure that she's feeding hungry and she's helping people go to school. So shout out yet again to Oprah Winfrey for donating $13 million to Morehouse College. And Huntay, I got y'all know my favorite couple, Erica and Safari. You know they just did their maternity shoot and we found out they was pregnant. Chad, they went ahead and got married last night. Erica Mena and Safari are now husband and wife. They got married with a nice big ceremony with all their closest friends and family. I'm so excited for this couple, and I don't know why, sis. I really don't know. Why? I think I'm seeing both of them, you know, because they both kind of came up in the limelight, you know, with all of these reality shows and all these type of things. So it was really, really, really cool to see these two calm down and settle down together. So I'm just really excited about that. But we had Toni Braxton's birthday 2 days ago. We had Bruno Mars's birthday yesterday. So this is going to be a great week, honey. I'm just out here living my best life with my new eyelashes. And, we just going to live our best lives for the rest of 2019 going into 2020. Am I right? I say, am I right?
You are so right. You are so right.
I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And last but not least, I'm going to leave you with two more little trinkles of tea. And I just want you guys to know that Malu Stewart was released from prison after 23 years with the help of Kim Kardashian. This gentleman had been in prison for 23 years for a murder that apparently he did not commit in D.C. And, honey, he is free. Kim Kardashian, along with other people, have helped a couple inmates become free after being wrongfully accused. And I just want to shine a light on him and Kim Kardashian. Because, I mean, to do any time, rather it be 23 hours, 23 days, 23 years is a long time to be behind bars, especially for a crime that you did not commit. When the folks out here doing all kind of crimes getting 14 days and murdering folks in their own apartment getting 10 years. But I ain't the one to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me. But this has been your girl, Gina G, with the trending tea. Dr. Gina's radio chat, y'all. Come on now.
Hey, that was so good. Now, I want to talk about real quick, because we got Jeff Hill coming on, okay, giving us Financial Five. But I just wanted to say that I thought I was so glad that Kim got honored. But I just felt like she was in a room with people that didn't know who she was. And I just would have loved for her. I know that they did know who she is, mm-hmm, but I just would have liked for her to gotten the due in front of her peers. Like, it wasn't enough people, you know what I'm saying, to me, that really, you know, that was in that era, that listened to her, that was, you know, that she, you know, performed with. I just would have liked to have seen them be a part of this. You know what I mean? I didn't see enough of them in the audience, to me. That's just me. And it was just a lot of new people. But then I thought about,
Gina.
It was
a lot of new people. Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about how, you know, the years, like the icons and stuff like that, that most of the time they are a little older than the other artists that's there. You know what I'm saying? And they give respect to them in that time. But I don't know. I just love Kim so much. I do too. I just love her so much. And I just would have liked for them to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because she has waited. I would have liked to have seen some of, like, Nas or Mary J. Blige or something. You know what I'm saying? I would have liked to have seen them there.
Right. Well, remember that there was a lot going on. Remember that we had Tyler Perry's opening.
That's right.
So there's honestly, you know, and I don't know if that is, you know, any indication of why certain people did not show up. But I know that there was a lot going on, and I know there was a lot of people that were in for Tyler Perry. But for the simple fact that Puff Daddy and, you know, because she had Little C's, was there. But Puffy was like, has always been there for Kim. He was there at the last award show with her when they performed. So, you know, I definitely get what you're saying, because it did feel like it was a younger crowd, and it took all of like the older OGs to kind of stand up and sing the song. And it's like they knew the song, but I don't think they knew that little Kim could put on a decent show like she did last night.
That's what I'm saying. And it was just like, you know, I don't know. I just love her so much, and I just feel like she deserves you know, so much.
I agree with that.
And it just kind of was like, I don't know. It just was kind of like a moment, like,
I was in the house, honey. I was in the house turned up.
I was turned up.
Looking at me like, excuse me, child. I sang every part that I knew. Just taking you back down memory lane, back when, you know, everything that she was doing was so new and fresh, so it was shocking. Now these young ladies, they don't even shock me. Everybody that performed last night had on like a bathing suit and tights. I don't know what it is, but bathing suit and tights is in right now. You can get you some stockings and a bathing suit, and you are in fashion. I just don't understand it doesn't shock me or wow me or makes me want to watch anymore, because they're all doing the same thing. They got the baby guy,
I think they call him the baby because you can't understand nothing he says.
That poor baby. Well, you know, it's the baby and then it's little baby. I don't know if I can't understand neither one of them, but I'm going to tell you one thing, though. That the baby, he cute. That baby cute.
Well,
he brought his mom up there, and he said that my mother told me so many times that I was handsome, and that's why I feel like I'm the handsomest dark-skinned dude in the world.
Oh,
and
wow.
You can tell he just exudes his confidence. But, I mean, he's got a reason, though. Mama did good. Him
well, all I know is that it was a group that was on at, like, around 8:10, 8:15, and I loved them. They had, like, a flow. I couldn't catch their name, so I had to rewatch the whole thing. But they had on, like, unique clothes. Like, one of them had on, like, it was like a preppy hip-hop. It reminded me kind of like of Pharrell, gentlemen. Huh?
Yeah, it was two. I think it was two boys. I think with
it was two guys. Yeah, had, the two guys.
Yeah,
one
oh,
was
yeah,
light skin.
Oh, they young too. Yeah, they young.
Oh,
and
but
rich.
I love them. I yeah. love. They was flowing.
Yeah,
now
they
that's
were really
that
good.
Is the
yeah.
kind of hip hop I like.
Right, and then the young lady, her name is Rhapsody. She also
yeah.
did a great job. She kind of embodies like an MC Light. You know, she's real with her hip hop. It's more conscious hip hop. You know, she
yeah.
and she was the only one that had on all her clothes, and she wasn't twerking. She was just, you know, she was just straight up giving you bars. And those are the things that I can appreciate, especially
I
in
can
this
appreciate,
time,
yes,
because everybody's
I
twerking.
Can appreciate Lil Kim got bars. Them the only three that had bars.
That had, yeah, that's it. Everybody else was up there.
And them little girls, they don't know her, but they know her now.
Oh,
and
they know her now.
She's about
40 oh, yeah.
some years old. She close to my age, I think, Kim, and she's still
about little
doing
Kim?
It.
Yeah, she almost. Yeah, and she was tired, though, sis. That baby was up there breathing hard. That baby was breathing hard. But
I got to rewatch
you know,
it.
Girl, you got to watch it again and look carefully, honey. That baby was like, woo!
But listen, we got Jeffrey Hill coming on, and we got to get his financial five, and then we'll pick back up and get your what she say. So Jeffrey Hill, we always want your financial five.
Sure do. Excuse me. Good God, can you ladies hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So I have been over here getting an entire earful because I didn't watch the award, so I don't know what happened or who did, but I'm glad I was able to tune in because I feel way more part of the conversation now. So now when I see the random blurbs on social media, I know what
right.
they're talking about. I'm not going to weigh in. So again, guys, this is Jeff Hill coming in with the Financial Five. I am the CEO and owner of Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. And again, one of the things I'd love to do is come in and give you guys 5 good minutes of some things that you need to kind of think about in the world of finances, whether it's been how to save money, how to get out of debt, how to protect your money more importantly. So I want to kind of touch on interest rates today, okay? I don't know how much you guys pay attention to the news, but the Fed came in and said, let's lower interest rates. That means if you want to borrow money, probably the best time to go do so. For example, just keep the math really simple. If you're paying 10% interest rate on, let's say, $1,000, right? You just do the math. 10% of $1,000, cool, you're paying $100. If that lowers to 5%, you're only paying $5. So that means more cash flow that you have. So a lot of times what people do in these situations, depending on what interest rate they have, they might go ahead and do something like renegotiate their mortgage. They might go ahead and say, you know what? If we can lower our mortgage a couple of percentage points or half a point or a quarter of a point, how much additional cash flow would that free up to allow you to get out of debt faster or put that money toward somewhere else? Now, I'm not telling everybody to just go out and get another mortgage or renegotiate or anything like that, but at least look at the math, okay? So if you got a mortgage and your mortgage was 5% and maybe now you can get it at 3.75, it might be worth it over the long haul to do so, but you got to understand the math because you will go through closing costs. You will go through those kind of expenses. So you got to see if the upfront money that you're going to have to pay to redo this is going to be worth the long-term save, okay? So think about that. Now, the other part about interest rates is what does that do from an economic standpoint on our money, okay? I read this report about a week or two ago that the banks need another bailout, okay? Now, you might think that's not a big deal. We got to save the banking industry and that kind of thing. Well, think about it like this. Where do the banks get the bailout from? Where do they get this money from? They typically get it from the government. The Federal Reserve says, hey, guys, we need to print more money so we can bail out the banks. And it was some absurd number, like $75 billion a day they were going to be issuing to the banks as a bailout between now and October the 14th. And they started this last month. So $814 billion were going to be pumped back into the banking system. Now, let me tell you what that does. That allows the banks, Wall Street, and everybody else to buy their own stock. So they are essentially taking a loan, which is debt, to buy something that doesn't really have real value because stock prices can be manipulated. And I know this may seem really complex, but I want you to understand what happened. The bank said, listen, I got shares, and I'm going to go buy them from myself. And since there's a lot of things being bought, what that does, that makes the price of that stock seem way more valuable. So you're looking at it like, wow, my stocks just went up. My portfolio value went up. So you're feeling really good about yourself. But what you're not realizing is the people aren't buying this. The banks are buying this. So what the banks do, they issue something called dividends. So when you receive a dividend, it's some of the best money you can kind of receive because it's taxed lower than ordinary income. So now the banks say, well, okay, great. We bought a whole bunch of our stocks back. We're going to issue a dividend. Therefore, we're getting a paycheck. So you got to think about who are the largest purchasers of the bank stock. A lot of times the executives are. So the executives get a nice little fat paycheck that they're paying very little on from a point of taxes. And now, since they bought a whole bunch of shares back, they can sell those shares to the common investor who doesn't quite understand how the game is played. And you say, well, man, listen, this thing is going up. I need to buy more shares of this company stock because the value is going up. You buy more shares, the value is going up. Your portfolio seems larger, and then the market crashes. Who's sitting there holding that pot of money or that fake pot of money that you thought you had? Because by then, they've already unloaded a lot of their shares. So now they sold it at a higher price, and you're sitting there holding the bag trying to figure out why you lost so much money. It's a real bad game that's being played. So if you don't quite understand what's happening, you've always been taught this. You want to buy low, sell high. Buy low, sell high. That's conventional wisdom. Buy low because you're getting everything at a discount. Sell high because you're getting it at a profit. But if you don't sell, if you don't have a system to unlock the gain, you're going to be sitting there holding that bag of money that it's not really working with them. So I want you guys to understand what's going on when you hear this stuff out in the marketplace, at the water cooler at work, or when you hear people talking about, oh, yeah, you know, the prices are going up, the economy is doing good. All this stuff is propped up, guys. It's funny math, and they legally get away with it. So if you don't want yourself in that position to be harmed by everything that's happening, maybe you want to call me, Jeff Hill, at Hill Financial Group, so we can talk about what you have in place and put a strategy into place that allows you to take advantage of all this kind of stuff. Because it's not up to me whether it happens or not. It's not up to you. The only difference is, do you want to be in position to take advantage of the stuff when it does happen? Okay, because if not, that means you trust the government to always make the best decision for you. But answer this question for me. How has that been working out for you the last 10, 15, 20 years? And if you can't answer that question with 100% confidence, Hill Financial Group, Wealth Accumulation Firm, is in your corner. So the best way to contact me is you can text ADVICE to 33777, or you can call me. 501-291-0708. Again, that number is 291-0708. Or you can reach out to me on social media. I have a lot of people do that. HFG Inc. on Instagram, or type in the Hill Financial Group on Facebook. And reach out to me or find me on LinkedIn through my name, Jeff Hill. I do appreciate your time, ladies. Guys. Yes.
All
Come
right.
On, Jeff. You better give it to us. Jeff be laying it all out on the line.
If you guys see the stuff that I read, man, it's crazy out here. And I just don't want people to go through what they did in 2007 and 8 because it's going to happen again. And it's going to be worse.
Oh, my God. People have been speaking that.
I mean,
It is what it is.
It's inevitable. I mean, we cannot avoid it. All they can do is prop the market up and make it seem like it's not a bad thing that's going to happen. So the people who have the money can move into position to be able to benefit from it.
Well,
if you don't understand, go watch the documentary Inside Job. That's a really good documentary. It's going to help you understand how this game has been played. The Inside Job. It's good. It's a documentary, though, so understand. It's not a movie. It's a documentary, but it's good.
Okay. I gotta check it out. I just wrote it down.
Thank you so much for firing up the five. I can't even talk. Thank you, Jeff, for the financial
five.
Follow him, call him, and like he said, it's not a movie. It's a documentary. Not once, but twice. He wants you to know that.
It's a
documentary and not a movie. Jeff Hill, we love you so much. You know we just sister loving on you.
Thank you.
But this is serious stuff. Thank you so much. Until next time, Jeffrey Hill.
Financial Five. You too.
All right. Okay, so listen, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back with what she say. And then you got to catch up with everything else that we got going on, you guys. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, beautiful people. You can find my music on iTunes and all digital outlets. My name is Aaliyah Hall, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I love Aaliyah Hall. Listen, you guys, I want to tell you before she gets into what she say, because we know she got something to say, but I want to tell everybody to get those tatas checked out, okay? This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Go get your T-tots checked, okay? I don't care if you're the age of... I don't care if you are the age of 30, all the way to however age, you know you should be getting them tatas checked. You need to get them checked. Go check yourself one, okay, in the shower, in the bathtub. You know, Google how you know what to feel for and put your fingers around. Touch yourself. It's okay. All right. And feel for anything, okay, that's suspicious, okay? And then go get it checked right away, especially if cancer runs in your family. If your grandmother, if your mother, if your aunt or your great aunt or whoever had it, your cousin or whoever, go get yourself checked. Please save the tatas, okay? All right. Save the tatas. And also, don't forget, you guys can check us out on what, Gina G? On who?
You know you can have us. You just say, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat. You know what's going to come on. You know we coming on in your face live and direct. You can do Google Play, Alexa. Are we even on iHeart? I know BBS Radio is on iHeart. Am I correct or not?
Yes, we are live.
Right now, live. And get
on over 100 other streaming networks, too, including iHeart. Yeah.
Yes, right. So Dr. Gina Radio Chat has really, really, really taken off, been taking off. We just on this altitude, and we just appreciate all the love and the more listeners we're getting and the followers we're getting. I'm just so excited to be a part of this. I just don't even know what to do. I'm just excited.
Well, Gina, you got a what she say. What you got to say?
Well, what I got to say, relax. That's what I got to say. I got to say, just sit back and relax.
Amen.
Come on now. Why is we so hyped? What is wrong with us? Everybody on Ritalin, why are we so hyped? We
need I don't know what it
to
is.
Relax. We got to relax, people. What did she say? Yeah, I said it. Relax, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, it don't matter what you do. What's meant to be is going to be. So it don't matter what you do. You can keep trying to fight all you want to, and when what happens is supposed to happen, you're going to be like, well, why was I fighting? I don't know. Relax. That's what you need to do. Relax, people. We got the last few months of 2019. You know, I want you to get it in. So I don't want you to think I'm saying relax. You know, Gene, I don't mean relax and don't do nothing. You know what I mean? I'm talking about relax. Mm-hmm. Get your grind on and relax about all the other issues. Because I'm telling you right now, it don't matter. What's meant for you is for you. What's going to happen is going to happen. Okay, Jeremiah 29:11, for he knows the plans that he has for you. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. So why you just won't relax? That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Just relax.
All right. Well, that's been Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. But that was what she said, and she said it. Gina G.
I told you. Relax. And it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. They also do the Color Purple for domestic violence. So if you are in a relationship where you are being mentally, physically, verbally abused, I'm going to tell you, just like the number one movie, get out. Okay?
Absolutely, though, on a serious note. And I mean,
get out.
Even if it's mental,
right,
emotional
verbal.
Abuse,
yes.
You don't
abuse.
Have to take it. I'm telling you, you don't have to take it. If somebody's competing with you, making you feel less than, what you got is not good enough, you're not enough, any of that, run.
That's right.
Run.
Exactly.
Okay, because I always say that somebody else's treasure is somebody else's treasure.
Hello.
So let them go ahead and you go. Throw yourself out. Get out.
That's right. Right. But we say throw yourself out.
That's right. Get out. Well, listen, you got stuff coming up because you got the Dave and Buster's thing going on tomorrow. Oh, then you're heading on to a cruise for 2 weeks.
I am, beautiful people. I just want y'all to know God is good. Tomorrow night I will be at Dave and Buster's at Quincy's Quality Comedy Show, which is a clean comedy show that he puts on at Dave and Buster's. And this is his 50th show, and he has put me on the bill. So I'm so excited to be a part of that. And then this weekend, I will be leaving off to West Palm Beach to perform on a cruise for 2 weeks. So I'm just excited. I'm just going to relax. That's all I'm going
to
do.
You just need to show up and show your whole entire everything on that cruise for 2 weeks.
I
and, of course, at Dave and Buster's. But next week, I got a surprise. I'm going to have footage. I'm not going to share it yet. But I am going to, talk about it next week, but that is something really big happening in my world next week that I'm going to have footage of as well. Gina, I'm going to, miss you not being here. You know that. But tell everybody where they can follow you.
You know you guys can follow me like you've been doing. I want to say thank you. You can follow me at Gina G Too Funny. That's on Instagram, Gina G, the number 2 Funny, and on Facebook, it's Gina G TOO Funny. And I'm on Snapchat and Twitter, so just find me. Just look out and find me.
Yeah, everywhere. Download the BBS Radio app.
Yes,
go ahead and follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and I am on Facebook as well. But you can follow me, but I can't add any friends. I didn't know what I was doing when I first did the thing. But anyway, Dr. Gina R. Prince, and I'm on Twitter and all that stuff too. But anyway, connect with us, you guys. We love you for helping us be one of the number one internet radio shows around the world. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It's shout out to Fats and them in Augusta, Georgia this week. I will not be there on Saturday for the family reunion, but they do have Raheem Devon and Tank is going to be there, and the Hamiltons is going to be there. AJ Savage, if you listening, I know you're going to be there. Turnt.
Lord,
okay. Bobby Brown's brothers and sisters and them, I know you're going to be there. So everybody that's in the surrounding areas in Augusta, Georgia, go to the family. You know you're always there anyway. So
right.
I know I won't see you this year, but, I'm missing you guys. But we're going to have some interviews for you next week. But anyway, love you guys, and thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and comedian Gina G. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny always, and God always has the final say. All right, you guys, until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.